With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate narrowly advancing a request from the White House to claw back billions in funds for international aid and public broadcasting. Congress is facing a Friday deadline to act. Here's Bernie Bennett with the story.
The request, known as a rescissions package, cleared its first procedural hurdles late Tuesday with the help of Vice President J.D. Vance. The vice president cast two tie-breaking votes after three Republicans joined all Democrats in opposing it. Earlier Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader John Thune appeared uncertain if he had the votes to advance it, but moved ahead with a pair of procedural votes later in the day. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted against moving forward. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
That request would cut $8 billion for USAID and $1 billion for the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. Republicans have agreed to remove the International AIDS Program PEPFAR from the rescission package, lowering the amount of savings in the bill to some $9 billion. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
News came Tuesday afternoon that GOP senators, facing resistance from within their own party, had agreed to remove PEPFAR from the list of programs targeted in the bill. Appropriations Chair Susan Collins of Maine was the chief proponent of omitting PEPFAR from the bill's cuts. They're designed to reduce wasteful spending previously approved by Congress. PEPFAR has been credited with saving millions of lives since it was created under President George W. Bush. Bob Agnew reporting.
House Republicans struggling with cryptocurrency legislation they had expected to pass during what they call Crypto Week. Legislative package stalled Tuesday when 13 Republicans joined Democrats on a key procedural vote. Speaker Mike Johnson says some of the GOP blocked the bill, wanted them packaged together. This is SRN News. An Ohio judge is making it easier to get abortion pills.
The Hamilton County jurist has cleared the way for the drugs to be handed out by doctor's assistants, nurse midwives, and other non-physicians. The decision will make it easier for women in Ohio to end their pregnancies via drugs, which is now the primary way that women in all states end their pregnancies. The judge made reference to last November's vote by Ohio residents approving an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Greece. A kosher restaurant in Athens has been defaced by vandals who wrote on the building, "No Zionist is safe here." Local authorities investigating that incident at the eatery that has only been open about 6 weeks. Anti-Semitism has spiked all around the globe since Hamas launched the attack on Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. The only U.S. producer of rare earths is getting a boost.
MP Materials, the operator of the only rare earths mine in the United States, has signed a $500 million deal with Apple. The agreement aims to boost production of magnets used in iPhones, as well as other high-tech products like electric vehicles. The U.S. Defense Department announced a $400 million investment in MP Materials last week. China dominates the market for rare earth elements, which are vital for military and tech applications. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NBA appears to be one step closer to expansion. Commissioner Adam Silver says the league has been asked by team owners to study the issue in a long process toward franchises. Las Vegas and Seattle are considered to be the front runners should the NBA decide to expand past its current 30-team format. More details at srnnews.com.